Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay Podcast. I am doing the intro for the very first time. We realize that Alec has done the intro every single time, so now this is my opportunity to do the intro. Do we say our names? I always forget.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm Jake.
I'm Ruben. Alec Combs.
And I'm Jesse the Snake Sarowitz.
Good one.
Very good.
I was just about to say.
Panicked. Did you see that? I said my real name for the first time.
Yeah. You also didn't say the subtitle. Improvised movie.
The improvised movie. Screenplay. The improvised movie.
There we go.
Starring Jake, Jesse, and what's his name? Oh, just kidding. I know your name.
This is Screenplay. The improvised movie where we improvise a movie on the spot for you. We come up with all the characters, dialogue, action, and etc. And we do that by talking about a movie one of us has recently seen this time. It's your boy, Jake.
Yes.
I keep sniffing into the mic, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're a very sniffly boy.
I don't know, my nose is getting a little runny.
So ask me, what have I seen?
Jake.
Yes.
What have you seen?
Well,
I saw Pirates of the Caribbean, but that's not the movie we're going to be talking about tonight. Just kidding. I haven't seen Pirates of the Caribbean, but it's on my mind. The movie I saw is a movie called Perks of Being a Wallflower, which is a 2000-something movie starring Emma Watson.
Could you imagine that movie with Emma Thompson?
Yeah, she's that old British lady, right?
It's 2012. Yes.
2012. Okay.
Do you see how I did that? I looked it up really fast. It's on Netflix.
Jesse has a brand new computer.
Yes. Hopefully, we won't have any problems, and editing Alec will love it.
Did you hear that anyway?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. All right, Jake. What happens in Perks of Being a Wallflower?
Just kidding. I'm not frozen. So in Perks of Being a Wallflower, it's starring, what's his name, Percy Jackson, Logan Lerman, Emma Watson, Ezra Miller, Paul Rudd. There's a whole cast of characters.
Logan Lerman, he's kind of like the nobody.
Nobody fucking cares about him. People like spit on him and stuff. And does he have a sibling? I don't remember. God, it's been a hot minute since I've seen this movie. Give me a second. So he's at home, right? And he's with his mom, maybe? Okay, no, I got this. I'll just give you the gist of the movie.
And then he Jack goes to Sparrow. School.
Jack Sparrow's there. Captain Barbossa. No. So he goes, he's like new at this school. He's having trouble making friends. He's a freshman. He's a freshman in school. He's walking through the class. People, they're like kind of walking over him. And then he sits down in class and he sees in the corner, Ezra Miller's character is like, you know, super outgoing and everything. And you kind of see Logan Lerman's character kind of like kind of like envy that. He's like, I kind of want to be like that. So at a football game, his mom drops him off. She's like, make friends or whatever. Mom or dad. I don't remember the whatever. But he's dropped off and you like make friends. He sits down next to Ezra Miller's character. Boom, they're now friends. And so it's kind of nice because next to Ezra Miller is now a new character, Emma Watson's character, who's Ezra Miller's sister. They call themselves the Slut and the Falcon. The Slut and the Falcon, they kind of walk around school. Kind of, she has this reputation of sleeping with people, and he's the Falcon because he's like a free. It's kind of like the theme of this movie is like freedom. There's like this really like iconic scene where they're driving on the freeway, and like she like Emma Watson's character stands up, and like you just see like the wind blowing her hair back. This is the scene like in the middle of the movie and like at the end of the movie, he stands up like he's now like free. But going on. He's welcomed into their friend group for the first time ever. Like, he actually has friends because he's always been a little bit of a loner boy. A stoner boy. He does drugs with these people. You know, he drinks. Nice. He starts dating somebody because she shows interest in him. She's played by the Duff, the ugly fat friend, the designated ugly fat friend. What's her name from Arrested Development? Start dating, and he realizes that he hates her. She's super annoying, and she just keeps calling him all the time. And she's about to bang him. She's about to, you know, and so he's just... So there's this moment where, and like as the movie goes on, you're kind of like, all right, he wants to bang Emma Watson's character. Like, I mean, honestly, you know, Logan Lerman. He's just looking at her, and he's like, you're just like, you see it in his eyes that you know it.
They Rocky Horror Picture Show, and he's just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's just the lips. Yeah, but...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that gif.
Yeah, so there's this one specific
I've also seen
moment.
The movie, but...
Yeah. There's this one specific moment when they're all playing Spin the Bottle, essentially... Or no, not Spin the Bottle, like Truth or Dare. And they it gets to him, and he's dating this Duth. And it goes, Truth or Dare, Dare, I dare you to make out with the most beautiful person in the room. And instead of kissing his girlfriend, he turns around and kisses Emma Watson. And the thing about Emma Watson's character is that she's currently dating, like, kind of like a jack-face jerkhole.
And a so Jack Sparrow?
A Jack Sparrow jerkhole? Maybe. Who knows? We might throw a pirate in this one. keep your eyes to it. If you hear a pirate, God, fuck. So he's dating this jerkhole, and then he's like, fuck, you know, he just wanted to be with her. And then he goes and he talks to, he kind of had, something, a reoccurring bit in coming-of-age movies is that the loner kid has a relationship with the teacher. Not like an intimate, but like, you know, like they're friends. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever saw Edge of 17 with Hailee Steinfeld.
Is he perchance the English teacher?
Like, it's, yeah, it's like the English teacher kind of like.
Always is.
Yeah, so it's Paul Rudd, and he goes up to.
Always
he's
is.
Like, why do people date, you know, why do people date, you know, why do jerk, kind of like a Joker Society type, why do people only date.
It's people white knight.
It's yeah, that, like it's that one thing. It's that one video where it's just like, why do girls always, like, go for the skank dick ass?
Exactly. And so Paul Rudd's character, the teacher, goes, we, you know, we accept the love we think we deserve. And so he kind of takes this in his mind. And so, oh, also his right. best friend committed suicide. So like he's down and out right now. He's really struggling. He was diddled. He has really intense PTSD flashbacks where he's just
right.
like, fuck, like I was diddled as a kid. And so like it takes him out of reality. So once he does that thing with the Duff, he gets ostracized from this friend group and like he has nobody again. Then there's a fight. Ezra Miller's character is gay. Somebody calls him like the F slur and like starts beating him up. And Logan Lerman jump. He kind of like blacks out. Next thing you know, the guy's down. He beats the shit out of him. And so he's accepted back in the friend group. He Emma Watson goes off to college. She kisses him and then goes off. Bestie Logan Lerman, he has like a really intense PTSD moment, has to be hospitalized. And then the end of the movie is that the three amigos are driving again on the freeway, but instead of Emma Watson standing up with the hair blowing back, it's Logan Lerman. So kind of like the theme of this movie is like freedom and just like it's just like really just like being happy and content with yourself and like accepting yourself as who you are, even if it's like a part of yourself that you're really not too proud of, like being molested.
Oh, like how you feel like coming of age.
It is like a coming of age movie. This was after
that's
I was,
where they call it that, ladies and gentlemen.
A Bill Dungs Roman.
Not a fan of Lady Bird. Are there any questions about this movie?
Not a fan of what?
He's not a fan of Lady Bird.
No, not a fan of Lady Bird. I saw Lady Bird.
I thought Lady Bird was okay. I don't like the way the dialogue's written, to be honest with you.
I don't think I like Swiss. I just like her name.
Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan.
I like her. I think she had a great performance. I hate Timothée Chalamet.
I hate Timothée Chalamet. I think.
I'll say it. I liked the movie.
I think it was fine. I just like. I don't like the trope of like.
I'll just play devil's advocate and say it was a good.
You know what? The devil doesn't need you to advocate for him, Alex.
Mm-hmm. The devil in the details, girl.
I just think I'm sick of the trope of like, oh, this girl is she's so quirky and different. She has no friends.
She's literally like a manic pixie dream girl. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like Ramona Flowers, like sees her for a minute, like this free spirit that he just wants to capture. But she's just like,
would you consider Emma Watson to be that in this movie?
A manic pixie dream girl. Yes, very much so. Okay. She literally has the pixie cut in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like she's like the epitome of like Ramona Flowers, manic pixie dream girl. You know, she skates through Scott Pilgrim's head. You know, it's really snowing out here.
Ooh, it's a stock character.
It is a stock character. It's like a.
I just wanted to Google this really quick.
Okay, sure. Well, let's Google. Yeah. Do you have any questions about me?
About the movie, about you,
about me.
How are you liking your day after Valentine's Day?
Oh, it's very nice, very nice. I got myself a video game and a Squishmallow.
Good.
Ooh, a Squishmallow.
What did you Google?
I'm just looking. I'm trying to figure out like a nice definition of manic pixie dream.
Jesse's looking up pirates right now.
Yeah, you could see it in the glasses if you're watching the video on the YouTube.
Oh my gosh, is it recorded? Is it reflecting my glasses?
Kind of. Post a picture of a pirate right now. Scary pirate.
So a manic pixie dream girl is basically like the perfect girl who.
Yeah.
She helps the main character achieve his goals, basically. That's
right.
It.
She's just used for, like, plot moving forward.
Yeah, she's plot development. It's related to this TV trope that is called, like, it's like the magic person of color or whatever. I think it's, like, the actual term. It's like the magic person who's, like, for example, like the guy who teaches you karate or whatever when you're in Japan.
Mm.
Like, that kind of thing. It's like, that's it. That's all you are to the plot is you're the guy who taught me karate. You know what
right.
I mean? It's like, oh, this guy's Japanese, and he's the only Japanese man in the movie, and he's the one who taught me karate. That kind of thing.
Very good.
Cool. Fun. What was high school like for you? Was there a manic pixie dream girl?
Like, for me?
Yeah.
Not really. Whoa, Jake's going.
Do you hear crying? Oh, it's him.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready
Hello,
to start.
Hello, sorry, I had to charge my computer.
All right, let's get started.
All right, let's do it.
Exterior bus stop. Morning, a young freshman-looking kid walks up, backpack on his shoulders, backpack straps on his shoulders, and he's walking over to the bus stop. There's like two other people there. The two people are talking to each other. They've known each other for a while. They're there, having a good time, getting ready for the bus. It's early though. Person walks up to them and kind of stands like a couple feet away from them, waiting for the bus. Yo, man, you see this guy? Hey, hey, man, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, bro, what? You talking to him, bro?
Yeah, what's the big deal? Like,
I don't know, man. He looks kind of lame. Hey, man, are you lame?
Yeah, you lame?
No, I'm pretty cool, I like to think. I'm just going to school. Where are you guys going? You're probably going to school, too.
We are.
Stupid.
Oh, my God. He's hitting himself.
Hold
dude,
on, bro.
Dude,
okay.
Hitting self-harm is not cool.
Not cool.
No.
Yo, okay. Dude. Look.
Yeah.
Yo, my name's Bradley. What's up? This is my boy, Lazarus.
Yeah, Lazarus. They call me Reborn.
Yeah.
Okay, Reborn.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, well, I'm...
What's you? Who's you?
I'm Ben.
Ben.
They
Ben.
Call me Reborn.
No, they
no,
do
they
not.
No, they do not.
Not at this school, they don't. Do you know what's good for you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, you don't want to be called Reborn.
Oh, wait, you
why?
Don't want to be called
why
Reborn?
Why don't
you
want to be called Reborn?
He seems pretty proud of it.
Bro.
Well, it's because my name's you know, Lazarus in the,
yeah,
in the
yeah,
Bible.
Yeah, like the Lazarus bit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's another characteristic about me is I'm fundamentally religious.
Oh.
Okay, well, I'll have to talk to you about religion.
Are you saved?
Oh.
Never mind, we don't need to talk
all
about
right,
that
Ben,
right now.
Ben, is it your first day of school?
Yes. I remember Lazarus's name because it was so fun and crazy.
My name's Bradley.
Bradley. Brad or Bradley?
Bro. I go by Lee.
Oh, Lee. Okay. Well, I go by N.
It's different. You got no opinion.
We're not calling you that.
We're not calling you N.
E-N.
No.
We're not calling you N,
okay,
bro.
That's fine.
All right. Well, here's the dealio of the school, Ben.
Okay. Cool. You let me know. Lee.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
Reborn.
A.
That's his name.
You saved?
Okay. We'll talk about this later.
Okay.
So the deal at the school is we our friend group, we kind of rule the school, you know, we're the some people may think that we're underground, but we secretly control the place. We're the puppet masters of the place, you know, man.
Uh-huh.
Everybody bends to our will. And if you're in on it, I think we can cut a deal, man. If you want to be controlling the ropes.
I was going to say, I wasn't sure if you were intimidating me or if you were allowing me to join you, but you seem to be allowing me to join you. So according to my calculations, boop, beep, boop, 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 I will love to join you if you will have me.
All right, just don't do the boopy, boop, boop, boop
thing. Yeah, first rule, don't do those boops, man.
You know me, N, always booping and beeping.
No, we're not calling you. We don't know you, and we're not calling you, and we're not doing, we don't know that you do the beeping and the booping.
You guys are seniors, right?
Hell yeah, we are.
Yeah, dude, graduating May.
Hell yeah. Those are so cool. Do you have girlfriends too? I think you have girlfriends.
Reborn does. Well, I fly solo right now.
Oh, you fly. Do you think?
Yeah, dude, Lee's flying solo. Sometimes we call him solo.
Yeah,
but don't. You're not allowed to do that. You don't know him.
Solo.
Whoa! Hey, man, don't.
You don't know him enough yet.
Oh, whoa! Okay. Don't punch me. Don't punch me.
Yeah, don't.
Okay.
So listen,
I'm a member
of our crew. So the reason we're inducting you is you're the first person we saw.
Yeah.
And
we really need another person.
We needed a third person on our crew.
We got like six other people.
Right. Well, oh. Greg graduated.
So oh, right.
Am I the new Greg then?
Yeah.
I mean, in a way.
He's kind of like the bookkeeper of our group.
Well, I can take notes.
Hey, you know what? If you're the bookkeeper, we'll allow you to do the poopy boop boop boops.
Yeah. Did you say he was saved? Is that what you
he
said?
Was not saved.
He was not saved.
Unfortunately.
No, he wasn't saved.
Well, so you guys seem like a really nice crowd. I'm glad I made new friends on my very first day of high school. This is crazy.
The bus drives up to them, and the three of them get on. Bradley and Lazarus, they walk towards the back of the bus, and Ben starts to follow them. Hey, whoa, Ben.
Oh.
You're part of the crew, but back of the bus is for the seniors, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just can't justify it, bro. It's in front.
That's okay.
Look,
Ben sits down in the front next to a girl who also looks nervous. Hi, I'm Ben.
Hi. I'm blanking.
It's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I'm blanking.
Is your name?
No, it's not. It's Alyssa. My name is Alyssa.
Well, I'm Ben.
Okay, hello.
Hi. Are you a freshman, too?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
All right, cool. Well.
Okay. You're a freshman?
I'm a freshman, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Are you in Mrs. Kennedy's homeroom?
I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm not. What would make you assume that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to see if we have any classes together. Like the normal thing?
Right. Well, I have first period chemistry. Do you have that?
Oh, I see some chemistry right here.
What are you saying? Oh. I don't understand.
Shit.
Do you have first period chemistry or not?
I don't.
Oh my god!
I don't think we have
a second period algebra.
No, do you?
No, I do. How about third period?
I have gym.
Third period gym.
Yeah.
Okay, I have third period gym too. Okay.
Okay. Wait, which gym? The big gym or the little gym?
I think I'm in the big gym.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, then we do have one.
I didn't know there was two gyms. Wow.
Yeah, it's a big school. One has a swimming pool. One doesn't. The little gym does. Isn't that surprising?
Yeah, that is surprising.
Well, I can't believe I made a friend. Well, Alyssa, so you know, I just got invited to join the gang that rules the school. You see those guys in the back there?
We pan over to Bradley and Lazarus. They're all having a good time with their six other friends. Well, actually five because Greg graduated.
They're throwing a football back and forth with each other. They're standing on the bus.
Lazarus and his girlfriend is making out in the background.
Mm.
Yeah.
Those are your friends?
I don't know if they're very good for me. You seem like a much more down-to-earth
person. They look very scary. Their ratio of people to Leatherman jackets is really high.
I know.
We go over to Bradley real quick. Hey, yo, Ben, catch! And he throws the football at Ben, and it hits him in the head.
The ball rolls all the way down to the front, and the bus driver accidentally, like, steps on it, and the bus swerves to the side, and everybody...
Hey, hey! Oh. Bradley, what did I tell you about throwing the football? Hey, man. You know, I told you to call me Lee. Oh, Lee.
Yeah, and my name's Reborn.
We're not calling you Reborn. Your God-given name is Lazarus. I thought you were saved.
Don't you use my religion against me.
He's religious. Hi, I'm Ben, Mr. Bus Driver.
All right, Ben, you listen here. You stay away from those kids. They're nothing but trouble.
Okay. I will.
Bus driver gets back into a seat and the bus keeps going.
So we cut to the courtyard at the school. It's like a West Coast school.
There's
so
like
they're
a
outside
flagpole
a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's like a flagpole and a.
There's
a fountain.
There's like the circle. Yeah, a fountain.
There's a fountain. Wow.
Oh yeah, it's one of those where then there's like benches and park tables or whatever and like
they have like a nice campus.
I just
to
keep
be
thinking
on.
About like High School Musical. Like the outside of that building where it's like the thing, there's benches and, you know, it's mm-hmm. looks like a college campus. Guys are playing guitar sitting down.
Yeah, there's like the band kids are practicing really early in the morning, but they're practicing outside for some reason and not in the band.
And they're also in their uniforms. Why?
We know all about band kids.
The cheerleaders are fucking doing
each
cheers.
Other. Yeah.
They're fucking
each right.
other.
All right. We cut to, so Sally, who the frick is
that? What the fuck is
Alyssa? Alyssa and Ben are—they're sitting on a bench. They're kind of—they're, you know—they're still kind of awkward. They're clutching their books and whatnot, and their shoulder straps. And they're just waiting for class to start.
In walks Mrs. Kennedy. Was it from earlier? Miss Kennedy walks. From the staff parking lot outside, and we hear some oohing and aahing and some wolf whistles from the crowd.
Yeah,
damn.
Because she's really hot.
She's a very nice looking lady. All right. I see you. No smoking on school premises, you guys.
Oh, what are you going to do? Punish me, teach?
Yeah, punish me. Do it.
Yeah.
Whip me.
Hey.
Whip me. Whip me, teacher.
Hit me with a ruler.
Hell yeah.
Woo. Woo. You're very attractive.
Hit me in school suspension.
She snatches the box of cigarettes out of the delinquent's hands and grabs him by the ear and starts dragging him towards the principal's office.
Ow, ow, okay, this is not what I was thinking of, but okay.
You're so lucky.
we pan over to our main characters. They, this school is really intense.
Wow, that's my homeroom teacher.
Wow.
Do you want to switch in? You should switch in. Come to my homeroom.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, okay, I'll go to the guidance counselor right now.
Okay.
She gets up and leaves.
Okay, wait, my friend!
Just then, this tall guy who's got like a faux hawk and a leather jacket, and he's got like a flannel tied around his waist
and like he has like the chains on his belts.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He walks as Ben stands up, he runs into him.
What the fuck?
Can I help you?
Yeah, you can fucking help me. You can get the fuck out of my way.
Okay.
Sorry. Who are you? What the fuck's your name?
I'm Ben. Nice to meet you. What's your name? You seem like... Are you like the bully of this school?
No. I'm the misunderstood rebel guy.
Oh, do you want to be my friend?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's your name?
My name's Leslie. I know.
That's unfortunate, Leslie.
Yeah.
My name is a boy name, Ben. Nice to meet you.
Leslie is a very popular man's name.
Yeah, maybe in Europe, motherfucker. I'm kidding. We're friends now.
Yeah. Gentle ribbing. What's up, man?
You should, I think you would, do you want to meet my other friend, Alyssa? Do you know Alyssa?
Wait, Alyssa Brown?
Yeah.
That's my daughter? That's my sister, bro.
Really?
Yeah. I can't believe you already met Alyssa. That's crazy.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I...
You stay the fuck away from her, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, she is, you know, she... She's kind of cute, so...
Alyssa returns back. Hey, Ben... Oh, Leslie. Hi. Hi. What are you doing here?
I'm just meeting your friend.
Are you... Okay. Why are you being so weird?
I don't know. He was being a little bit weird around me. But we're friends now. Right, Ben?
Oh.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. He gets him in a headlock and he gives him a little nugget. This fucking guy. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Alyssa, did you switch into homeroom with me?
Yeah, the guidance counselor put me in eagerly. Apparently, you know, people really want to get in, but it's like it's been very male heavy. Yeah, so they
makes sense.
They threw in a female character, female classmate. So
that's okay. Well,
all right. Well, I'll leave you two.
Yeah. Bye, Leslie. Get out of here. I'll
see you around.
As they're talking, the morning announcements begin.
Well, good morning, little Wolverines. It's me, the principal, here with...
And me, the assistant principal.
Oh, thank you, assistant principal.
Thank you, principal.
They do, like, they do fun sound effects like, yeah.
We are so...
Listen, everybody. Yes. Oh, no, yo,
that's
you
okay.
Go ahead. That's
assistant?
Your part of the script.
No. You wanted to join me, so...
Oh, well.
Join me.
Okay, fine. Well, everybody, uh-huh. We are selling tickets to the homecoming dance. It's coming up 3 weeks from now.
I was just going to say that. That is so funny.
Well, yes. Well, in the script here, it says a persistent principal says that, so.
Okay. Well, you typed the script, so you give yourself all the good lines. What do
yes,
I have?
Yes, well, you.
I talk
well,
about,
okay.
I talk about
you get
the flu
next
shot.
Line.
Well, yes. Yeah, sure, you have your flu shot, kids. See, that line sucked. You gave yourself a fun one.
Why do you think it sucked? It's important.
Flu shot. Well, okay. I do have the next line as well. For
yes.
Lunch today, we are going to have grilled cheese. So here's the thing, assistant principal. I never understood the bit about eating grilled cheese in a cafeteria because you could just make that at home, you know? The only difference
well,
is that it, the grill.
Yes, you can make it all at home. That's the point. We have to offer a lunch option.
Okay, well...
I get the next line, so
yeah, you do have the
everybody
next line.
Voting for class president will take place in 3 days' time, so make sure you check out the ballot.
And once again, you have the fun line. And
yes,
remember to vote.
Pokemon, go to the polls.
Oh, very good.
Oh, okay.
Well,
it was topical.
Shout out to our student... technology expert, little Ronnie. Go, Ronnie, go. Thank you for your contribution.
Ronnie's the best.
See, you got to say something about Ronnie.
I did, but now I have
That's
to talk
fun.
About sunscreen. Make sure you wear sunscreen and use protection.
The sun is harmful.
And the next line is mine. Yes. Everyone who wishes to take extracurricular sexual education, please sign up in the office.
Sex is whack.
In this year, that will be taught by Mrs. Kennedy. So as soon as he says this, a line begins to form outside. we will be drawing by raffle to see who will be entered in this extracurricular. We have one more announcement, and it's by Ronnie. Ronnie, what is the announcement?
I now do bar mitzvahs.
Yep.
Please
hire me.
Okay.
Just check me out.
And your assistant principal.
Okay. Well, that was Ronnie. This has been your principal. And
Wolverines.
Yeah, assistant principal.
Claws.
Thank you all. And as we say, Wolverines. Claw.
And
all
the bell rings.
We cut to Miss Kennedy's homeroom where both Ben and Alyssa have chosen to sit in the front row.
Ooh,
all the other
choice.
Students file in. They all kind of look taller and cooler and a little bit older, even though they're all freshmen.
Alyssa's the only woman in the class.
Oh, my God. Mrs. Kennedy, or Miss Kennedy.
Miss Kennedy.
Hell yeah. Miss Kennedy.
Heck that's yeah. She's teaching sex ed, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. She's writing something on the whiteboard in a marker. She's writing her name. Does she just teach sex ed?
No, yet? The homeroom teacher, too.
Well, she could... I mean, homeroom teachers teach all different subjects.
They teach all the things. Like, home ec, too, right? Like, cooking and shit?
Maybe.
Maybe she teaches home ec. Alec, what do you want her to teach?
I guess she'll just be a science teacher. So.
Okay.
A science teacher?
She teaches the body.
Ooh.
And formulas.
Because we see, like, the poster... We see, like, the poster of, like, the human anatomy.
Like, the Grey's Anatomy, yeah.
Sure. She has, like, the big
Grey's... actually called the Grey's Anatomy now.
Yeah, it's a textbook. Yeah. She has, like, the big Grey's Anatomy textbooks all around. Everybody just has the Grey's Anatomy textbooks.
Yes.
All right, class. I'm Miss Kennedy. Nice to see you all today. So, welcome to the first day of school. As you may know, this is the anatomy course in homeroom. So, we're just going to start with some roll call, okay? Oh, God. Alyssa Brown.
Here. I'm here.
Nice to see a fellow lady in the group.
Thank you.
That wasn't very funny. Yeah.
All right, damn, dude. All right. Just trying to do an improv podcast over here.
No, I mean, as the character. I love you. What are you?
I was just joshing you.
Just joshing you.
All right. Next up, we got Ben Palinke.
Present.
Good. Nice to meet you, Ben. She continues to go down the list, and then she starts the class.
Yeah.
They learn a lot. Uh-huh. Bell rings.
Everybody files out of the room except for Ben. Mrs. Kennedy,
Miss Kennedy.
Ms. Kennedy. I just wanted to thank you. Today has been, you know, it's been a really stressful day, and I think I see why people take your class. You seem to be a really, really good teacher. So, thank you.
Thank you for saying that, Ben. Thank you for the appreciation. I really love that. Is there anything else, Ben? Because the bell did ring.
Okay. No, I just wanted to say thank you, and I'll see you tomorrow. I don't really have a lot of friends, Miss Kennedy. So, I'm just figuring out my way. So.
Well, I did see you talking to. To the
Browns?
The Browns, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about them?
Well, Alyssa seems nice. Her older brother has given me some issues.
Yeah. Mm. He seems nice.
Be careful out there, Ben.
Okay. I will.
Because you don't know what's going to happen to you.
Well, this is Ms. Kennedy. That was very ominous coming from an authority figure I respect.
Ben, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in this school. And a lot has happened.
And is there a conspiracy?
Mum's the word.
Mom!
All right, so listen.
Okay.
You know those boys, Lazarus... And Bradley,
yeah,
and their other crew.
He goes by Reborn. Sorry, and he goes by Lee.
Sure.
Wait, they're my friends. I think. I don't know.
They control people here, Ben.
Like mind control.
It might as
just
well be.
Just then, the assistant principal walks by and peeks his head, and oh, Miss Kennedy.
Hello.
Yeah, we're not divulging any secrets to students, are we?
Of course not.
I didn't think so.
We were just
right, Ben.
I mean, she was talking about
Ben. We were talking about the book. He was confused why it was called Grey's Anatomy. There's a show called
right,
Grey's
Anatomy.
That's
funny because it's, you know, Dr. Dreamy and McSteamy. And,
indeed, indeed.
Right, but also the skin and other organs. Right, Ben?
Yeah, I think I'm late to lunch.
Yes. Well, homeroom is over, so now it's lunchtime.
It's the second period.
I want to give my grilled
right.
cheese.
We cut to.
He walks out.
We cut to.
We hear a gunshot.
Alyssa.
Boom.
And Ben.
Wait, no. It's Miss Kennedy dead.
She said to
All right.
Wait. Okay. We cut two.
Yeah.
Ben and Alyssa are at Ben's locker, and Ben seems very afraid.
What? Okay. So
I don't understand. Okay.
So she said mind control and my new friends, and I heard a gunshot. I swear.
I think we all would have heard that. Guns are very loud. Also, this is a no gun zone, so don't you think like no guns are
needed? It's also a no bullying zone too, and I've seen some bullying around here.
Well,
and it's a no peanut zone too. And guess what I brought for lunch?
What?
Peanuts.
Peanut butter? Oh.
Just peanuts. Just peanuts. Even though I said I was excited for the grilled cheese, I brought peanuts for lunch.
Okay. Well, Ben, I'm thinking if this is true, we have to get you like higher up. Like, do you think you should run for freshman class president?
I think yes.
There's a loud bang on the locker besides them. It's Bradley and the crew. He leans up against the locker. Hey, what's up, Ben?
What's up, Reborn? I've been thinking about my faith. I'll have to get back to you about that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's good, man.
I'm thinking
good.
About my faith every minute, bro.
Yeah.
So, you ready for your first task, newbie?
Okay, sure.
Bradley gets in real close to him. He grabs him by the shoulders.
Ooh.
Look.
Yes.
You see your new friend, Alyssa, right there?
Yes.
I want you to, in 24 hours, you need to say this exact words to her in her ear.
Okay.
You need to say, shimmy, shimmy.
Okay. Alyssa, come over here.
Yeah, what is it? What?
Shimmy, shimmy.
Oh my God. What?
Okay, I did it.
Wow. He's quick.
Were you expecting me to do that immediately? She's right next to me.
Well, it's look, it's so she's under your mind control now.
What? I'm what?
You're not supposed to be listening, Alyssa.
Okay, I'm not listening.
See?
Oh, did you just mind control her to do that?
You're catching on, buddy.
I think you did. I am catching on.
What? I see your lips moving, but I can't hear you.
Yeah, I turned off her hearing.
Oh my gosh, wait, turn off her speaking. Alyssa, stop! Alyssa, no sight.
Oh my God.
Alyssa just closes.
No touch. No feelings.
Oh my God. She took away all five. He took away all five.
Bro,
of
listen.
Senses.
You gotta be careful.
You
with
gotta
that,
be careful.
Though, that could be psychologically damaging.
And I'll take away the ghosts. The sixth one.
The what?
The sixth sense.
You fuck.
Well, so she's on the ground. Alyssa's on the ground right now, like convulsing.
All right. That, you completed the step, man. This, all right. Boys and I are, the crew and I are going to talk. Good job. That was all you needed to do.
I have many questions.
All right, go ahead. What's up?
Okay, first of all, so shimmy, shimmy, does that work on everybody?
Yes, it does work on everybody.
It does.
And, like, it only works.
Shimmy, shimmy.
No, it doesn't work on us.
So when he said it to you, that means you're technically under his control. I mean, but we won't use it on
no,
you.
No, 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 no.
We never do that.
Okay.
And if you want to like stop the incantation, all you gotta do is say bang bang, you know.
Okay.
Right, but
so I just said it, so now you're free from my.
But I still have the powers, right?
Well, yeah, you have the power over Alyssa there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, you know, when I say shimmy shimmy, that means I just have the power over you.
Just now
I incanted. You know, and being a fundamental Christian, I you know, you think I'd be against magic spells and stuff, but I am not.
No, it was because God came down to Reborn one night and told him about this.
Yeah, oh. I was praying really hard about
mm-hmm.
it.
Oh, that's funny. Like Reborn, like.
Because my name is Lazarus.
But it's also like you have like a fit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. So I should probably undo. What's it? Bang, bang. Alyssa
bang, bang.
Stops,
yeah.
Like,
you should definitely. Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to control your friend, it creates like a weird power dynamic, especially,
yeah.
You know.
Okay. Like, so.
So yeah.
Thanks.
So maybe you should turn your hearing back on.
How do I okay.
Just by saying bang bang, you're good. So
okay, bang bang. Alyssa stops. What happened?
I mind controlled
you, Alyssa.
Oh, what?
You're just gonna
go out and tell her? You just had low blood sugar.
No. I'm telling her. She's my friend.
Alright.
You did what?
I mind controlled
you. You mind controlled me? I was there and then I couldn't hear and then I couldn't see and then and then I stopped hearing the voice of my dead father.
Oh, that's
the ghost. Oh, yeah. I know. Don't do that to me again, okay?
Okay. Just for you, baby girl.
Okay.
Whoa. I know we were talking about weird dynamics, but that's a really weird dynamic.
Right, yeah. Your friend Lee here is right. You know, I don't know him very well, and he may have granted you a power to control me in a way that's probably not kosher.
No.
But, like, woo, he's right. Please don't, yeah, please don't call
okay,
me.
Okay, I will. I promise I'll no longer do this. But now that I unmind control you, do you want to go to the homecoming dance with me?
Can I have a day to think about it? Because we also have to plan your campaign to be class president.
Oh, there's so many things going on.
Oh, you're campaigning, Ben?
Yeah, are you running?
Dude, bro, you're campaigning.
Well, no,
president?
I'm senior class president.
Right.
Yes. You're right. We do need to figure out my campaign. We should do just one thing at a time.
You're right.
But,
well, okay.
Let's do camp. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Well, I'll campaign manage.
Do you and your brother want to come over after school? We can all hang out and we can work on the campaign and stuff.
I would love to. Yeah. I think Leslie would too, probably.
I don't know where
Leslie
know where
shows
he is.
Up.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Hello,
oh my God, there he is.
Hey, what's going on? Heard my name.
Do you want to come over? My parents, they're not home. So do you want to come over and we can work on my campaign, Leslie?
Sure, you. As long as they're food, you know what I'm saying? Bradley's sure. Like, I hear that, man. And then...
Hey, man, we're still here, man.
And then Leslie's just like, are you fucking talking to these guys? I'm talking to...
To me, Ben?
Yeah, to Ben.
Yeah, Ben, you gonna let him talk to him like that, bro? Ben, say something.
Shimmy, shimmy. Stop talking to him.
Who is that to?
I don't know. Whoever I shimmy, shimmy. I shimmy, shimmy Leslie, I think. I'm just going to... I'm going to go.
Okay. Okay.
Dude, you're not going to bang, bang him?
Oh, yeah. Bang, bang. All right.
Everyone just acts really confused, and they all just part their own separate ways.
All right, we still have another class too. All
right, the bell rings. Then we cut to the end of school. Ben is walking. He's getting off the bus, and he's walking towards this house. He lives in a huge mansion.
Oh shit!
Yes. Uh huh.
It's a beautiful house. He gets up to the front path, and he opens the large double doors, and he just throws his backpack on the ground and he collapses into this huge sofa.
Oh.
Oh.
The doorbell rings.
A butler gets the door.
Yes.
Oh, hi. It's me, Alyssa, and Leslie. We
Oh, you're here for Master Ben.
Ben runs over.
Yeah,
he's embarrassed. No,
are.
No, 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 no. It's okay, Pickles. Just go.
Okay.
Just go back to the closet.
What'd you say his name was?
My name is Pickles.
Pickles. Okay.
Yes. Ever since Master Ben was a young wee lad, he's called me Pickles, even though my real name is Bartholomew.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you, Pickles.
Okay. My name Pickles Kid is Alyssa. Do you guys want anything to eat? He's a chef too.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I usually have like nachos after school, sometimes.
I will make you a full Mexican buffet.
Well, okay.
Okay. Well, he always
Pickles speeds away.
Leslie's like, sorry. Hell yeah! I'm only here for the food, so sounds good
sorry
to me.
Sorry about that, guys.
Ben, is this your house?
Yeah,
bro, I've seen
butler?
This place around.
Yeah, this is my place. I can't believe
we know the person who lives here.
Your parents must be rich. What do they do?
Yeah, well, I'm not supposed to say what they do, but they're CEOs of a certain movie company. So they're always out filming things, but that's okay. I think I'll see them by Christmas.
There's just a lot of like Disney memorabilia around. Jeez, I wonder what CEOs they are.
As they sit down on clamshells from the little. Yeah. Well. So. Yeah, I don't know, but
well, okay.
But I don't know. We're listen. You're here for me. We're not here for them. So.
Right. Okay. So
my campaign.
Yeah, I've been thinking, and I put together this binder.
Yes.
So she pulls out a binder and puts it on. She puts it on the Mickey Mouse coffee table. She opens it. She turns a couple pages and she's like, "What we need to do,
yes,
is make you really popular. People need to know who you are. So what I found out is that freshman elections are all about name recognition because nobody knows anybody else. You have to be the most recognizable name. That's it. So I put together a 12-step plan."
Okay, wait. Can I just interrupt you?
Sure.
We kind of talked about it a little bit, but I have mind control powers now. So if I wanted people to vote for me, I could use said powers to...
Bro, that's kind of corruptive, don't you think? You're going to get in not on your own merit? I mean, I feel like if you just said that you're a part of the... the Palenque family.
The Palenque, yeah.
Then just that might... put you over the edge, get some people some free, theme park tickets. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't like having this power. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Wait, the theme park power or the mind control power?
I mean, my new magical mind control powers.
Oh, okay.
But here's what I'm thinking, though.
Spit it out.
What am I thinking? Yes. Okay, so what I'm thinking is that, you know... Lee and Reborn, they rule the school, and nobody's ever challenged them before because nobody's ever been a part of their inner circle that's wanted to leave. I'm thinking we do an expose on them, and I run for senior class president.
Whoa,
as
dude.
A freshman.
Are you kidding?
I don't know if that's allowed.
I literally don't know if that's allowed.
I don't know if that's allowed either.
Wait, look in the rule book. They look through the rule book. It doesn't say that a...
Nothing says that.
That a freshman can't run for senior president.
And also that a dog can't play basketball. That's wild, dude.
Also, a pirate can't... Caribbean or something.
Can't be a teacher here. Hmm.
Can't be a teacher. Jack Sparrow runs across the...
Whoa, dude, you got Jack Sparrow here. I mean, I guess you are a part of Disney. I mean, Palenque.
I mean, they look outside and Jack Sparrow is scurrying to the Black Pearl that's in their backyard.
Here's your pirates things, you people. You happy?
Yeah.
You fucking happy? Okay, well...
Okay, Ben, I've been thinking about one more thing.
Yes.
I think the popularity vote still counts when it comes to being senior class president. I'm thinking if you throw maybe like a huge rager party,
yes,
we can invite the whole school.
My parents, they said I'm not allowed to bring anybody over. So
well, yeah, what the fuck are we doing here then?
I mean, well, they have cameras, so they watch. But
that's not any reason. Like again, the basketball coach says that our golden retriever wasn't allowed to play basketball, but
he got in.
He got in.
He did. You're right.
And they passed the ball to him.
Right.
He also passed the bar exam. Good for him.
Yeah. Wow. Air Bud. Yeah. Lawyer at law.
Air Bud lawyer law. Okay. What day are we thinking?
It's just an ad for another movie.
They cut away to Air Bud attorney at law, I should say.
Attorney at law. Law is rough.
He'll take the bite out of crime.
Okay. Cut back to the actual movie. Well, I'm thinking maybe this Friday.
That's the perfect day for a party.
Because the dance is coming up, and I'm thinking maybe we can...
Campaign for you to be homecoming king, as well as senior class president, and also mind control a whole bunch of people. Maybe...
And also have a rager.
And a rager.
Also, I'm going to give you my mind control powers. I'm going to, like, disperse that the way that it was dispersed to me.
Bro, you can do that.
I'm going to say, shimmy, shimmy, here, take my powers. I think that'll work. Okay, that was to Leslie. Leslie.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, now you try to mind control your sister.
All right. Don't tell mom and dad about this, okay?
Okay.
Shimmy, shimmy. You now share my powers with me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought you were going to take away my vision.
That would have been funny.
Should we do a trial run? Should we bring Pickles over? Pickles, come here.
Pickles was wearing a sombrero. He comes in. It's like one of those chip sombreros that has like the dip in the rim.
Yes, I fuck with that.
Have you ever had those? I want one now that I just said that.
Please email Screenplay Podcast a chip sombrero.
Please send us some salsa and chips.
Yeah, please. Yes, Master Ben.
Yes. Alyssa jumps forward. Shimmy, shimmy. No, you can't see or hear. No sixth sense. No ghost.
I am somewhere? Where am I?
Pickles?
Yes?
Oh, he can't hear. Oh, no, he can't hear.
Okay, he can hear. You can hear again. You can hear again.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm so dumb. You can't.
Disgusting.
I thought you said something like you don't know you're here or something.
I just wanted to see if Pickles would respond, and he did. He doesn't know what's happening. But he's just such an attentive servant.
His butler duties surpasses the mind control.
Yeah, surpasses his normal senses. Well, and the way to let people go is you have to say a bang bang in there.
Okay. Bang bang.
Would anybody like some spicy guac?
Pickles?
Yes, Master Ben?
Prepare the house for a rager this weekend.
Very well, Master Ben.
Do not tell my parents.
Of course.
Or I'll make you sleep outside again.
Oh, no. Not with Jack Sparrow. We cut to Jack Sparrow and he's like lighting cannons.
Boom!
Gross.
How'd you like that one, Ben?
Davy Jones pops out. They start sword fighting.
We cut back to inside the house.
Pickles in my goddamn Pirates of the Caribbean episode.
Pickles has immediately gone back to the kitchen to continue making a Mexican buffet.
Okay.
Rager this weekend.
Yep.
Then Rager homecoming, where you'll be elected king.
Yes, but I need. Do you guys want to go as like a the three of us to homecoming?
You want me to go with my brother and you to homecoming?
I don't know.
Like as a three-way date.
I thought this would be a sweet moment, but you're making fun of me now.
Look, bro, we'll be there. We'll be there.
No. All right. Well,
we'll be there, obviously. I might bring my girlfriend, but, you know.
I'll be there. I don't have a boyfriend.
Well, Alyssa, would you mind just walking out for 1 second, Leslie?
Yeah, no problem. I was eyeing that spicy guac anyway. He walks to.
You go for that spicy guac. Guac even. That's okay.
It can be.
Oh, it can be. Hell yeah. He leaves. Alyssa, look, I think I'm catching feelings for you. I think I'm starting to. Would you like to go with me to the homecoming dance?
Ben, I mean, of course I'd like to go with you, but...
Okay, cool.
Wait, no, wait. There was...
There's a butt.
There was a butt.
Where? Just kidding. I don't want to hear it.
Stop thinking about my butt.
Make me.
Shimmy, Ben, shimmy.
It doesn't... I'm your campaign manager, and... I'm just such a free spirit, and I met some other guys in gym class, that are going to treat me poorly and that kind of thing. So I don't know if I, how about we just think about it? I'll just think about it. Okay.
Okay. So okay. I guess I'll try to find somebody else.
You what?
I guess I'll try to find somebody else. God.
Oh, no. Well, don't do that. Say I like it when you're hung up on me. I don't want it.
I don't deserve this.
Well, I'm a free spirit. What can I say?
Okay, fine. Well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow. You can get out of my house now.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Cut to the next day of school. Morning announcements again. Good morning, Wolverines.
Good morning, Wolverine.
Okay, all right.
This is your assistant principal speaking.
And this is your normal principal. Why did you put yourself before me? I'm the normal principal.
Well, I thought you were going to talk right over my line, so I just jumped it.
The two of us are joined, as always, by Little Ronnie on
it's
the
It's Little Ronnie on the keys.
Little Ronnie.
Yes. Morning announcements for today. All of Mrs. Kennedy's classes have been canceled. Mrs. Kennedy's classes. They have been replaced by nothing. So,
that's right. If you had a Miss Kennedy period, you now have a free period. Yes. So please.
Please spend it in the gymnasium.
Miss Kennedy is gone. Gone.
All right.
All right, class. All about this. How about this now? We got homecoming coming up this weekend.
Hell
that's
yeah.
A Saturday night fun. There are only a few tickets remaining, so make sure you get yours.
Buy your tickets or you'll only get the edge. You know what it is?
You must.
Ticket pays for the whole seat, but they'll only get the edge.
You must buy your tickets in advance. Otherwise, we will run out of space. You must buy it with the person you're going with, too, so we can write your names together, and that way you will have seating at the tables. We also have a special announcement from a certain Little Ronnie. Little Ronnie, what's up, Little Ronnie?
Hey, guys, just wanted to let you know that we love and appreciate Miss Kennedy, and she will be missed.
Well, all right,
RIP,
okay,
RIP,
okay,
RIP,
RIP, RIP, RIP.
Okay, come.
And one last announcement to know. One last announcement for everybody listening. There has been some rumors going around that there is a mind control conspiracy that may or may not have been perpetrated by Miss Kennedy. And if you heard that, please report to the office.
She plays like that sound effect that goes with mind control. I don't know.
We want to show you some butterflies. All right. Well,
it's audio.
No, they're going to the office to see butterflies, Ronnie.
Like, to shoot him in the back.
What is happening?
I don't fucking know. All right, Little Ronnie's gonna be replaced. Enjoy your last time on the keys, Little Ronnie.
Ayo.
Piece of shit. All right,
all right. Signing off. This has been the assistant principal and the principal.
And the regular principal.
I said it for you.
And Little Ronnie, and he plays like gunshots. And then there's like one.
And then there's a real gunshot.
Boom. As we say here with the Wolverines.
Wolverines. Claws.
Cut to the gymnasium. There are lots of kids in there. They're all they don't know what to do. They're all kind of milling about. Some of them are playing basketball.
They're all throwing the rubber balls at each other. We zoom in. It's Alyssa and Ben. They're standing in the corner, and there's like three kids behind them that are just kind of like, they're all passing a joint around. Okay. Okay. So I've been campaigning this morning. I've been giving out buttons that say vote for you for a senior class president. But the seniors are really small. So are you taking that joint right now?
We're not a part of this. That's not Ben. It's the other three.
Oh. Okay. Well, are you voting
here,
for Ben?
You take this, little Ben.
Okay. Ben.
He swallows.
That's a party foul, little Ben. What the fuck?
I've never smoked before in my life.
Yeah, obviously.
I think I'm high right now.
Okay, Ben. Are you focusing?
Okay, yeah. Whoa. Whoa.
Okay, well, hold on. Okay. Focus. Yeah. Wait, oh wait, you three stoner guys, are you voting for Ben for senior president?
I smoke with you. I'm cool, right?
Yeah. If he can get high with us, I'll vote for him.
Awesome. Well, he's having a party Friday night, the night before homecoming.
Oh shit! You need a hookup?
Yes, we do, right, Ben?
So you say we're gonna hook up?
No, not you and I, obviously. No, not hooking up. He's gonna bring weed to the party.
Oh. Yeah,
and also maybe some beer, you know. Yeah. I'm actually 21. I've been held back for several years.
I can have my my friend buy it for us. Why don't we just announce it to everybody that's here?
You're right. Okay. Stand up here. And make the announcement. You're going to be the president.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'll give everyone's attention. Excuse me, everyone. Please pay attention.
Everybody whips their heads around.
Wow, that was very effective. Okay, well, hi everybody. My name's Ben. I'm a new freshman. I've been here for like 2 weeks.
Sure.
Sounds good. I'm a cool guy. I just smoke with the boys over there in the corner. Is that right, boys?
There's a round of applause.
Woo! Go for that. I am running for senior president.
There's an audible gasp from the crowd.
As
you just said, freshman. You're a freshman.
What the fuck? I know, you can't do that. Is that in the rule book? Everybody quickly gets it.
Everybody pulls out their own pocket rule book and looks through it.
They flip to it. Yep.
It does not say anything.
In section 37, paragraph 4, there is no specific wording saying that I cannot do this.
Hey,
so I have
and also
to
not in the rest of the book. Why is that specific?
Why did it say that? Also, a pirate can't be a teacher.
A pirate cannot be a teacher. No, no, no.
We cut to Jack Sparrow looking in through the window, and he's just like, dang.
A bunch of little pirate kids are like, whoa, teach us math.
The pirate clique is just upset.
They walk out of the gym. They're mad. They're pissed. But I wanted to let you know that I am throwing a party this Friday night, tonight. Please come over. If you come to the party, you have to vote for me. That's the rule. Right? Isn't that right?
What if we don't?
Then I'll be mad. I'll be like,
all right.
I'll be like, I threw this party for you.
Is there
going to
be beer, man?
Yes, there will be beer. There will be alcohol, and there will be beer as well. So
what about girls?
Alyssa, Alyssa's going to be here, everybody. Yeah.
Everyone clap.
Yay.
Is Miss Kennedy going to be there?
I haven't seen Miss Kennedy in a little bit. I don't know.
We cut to, like, the ER. It's just like, she's like,
doctor, I don't know if I can save her.
McSteamy, you gotta.
She's too far gone. She's lost so much blood.
But doctor, maybe the power.
Yes.
Maybe the power of our love will emanate through the sixth sense.
Kiss me on this body right now.
As they kiss, ghosts begin floating from them.
We go back to the gym.
All right, now who's going to this party?
Woo! Woo! Everyone starts to cheer and yell and scream.
Hell yeah.
The one kid who runs to every class just starts running around the gym.
All right, cut to... the big party.
The house is completely trashed already. There, toilet paper
Pickles did
around.
A great job of decorating.
Yes, Pickles, he did.
He pre-decorated. People are starting to show up. You know, there's lots of guys. There's Alyssa.
The Pirate Clique and Jack Sparrow are together.
The Pirate Clique, Jack Sparrow.
They're
there.
Fighting.
Everybody's
they're fighting
there.
An undead army against Davy Jones.
Davy Jones
all drinking,
is there.
They're all drinking rum.
There's the unkillable monkeys there.
Ford, he's there. Everybody's there.
Ford. Holy shit,
man! But
so after that establishing shot of outside the house, we cut to inside the house. Ben is he's got like a t-shirt on, and then over it is like a button up that he has unbuttoned, and he's walking around. He's got a solo cup, and he's schmoozing. He's definitely yeah. schmoozing.
He's got like
all
a,
the,
he's got like
people.
A tie wrapped around his head, his forehead.
Yeah.
Hey, vote for me.
Hey,
vote
Ben. Great party,
great
man.
Great party, dude.
You voted for me?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, do it right now. There's a new app called Vote For Me.
Oh, shit.
You can do it in advance.
Okay, we'll do
it. Oh, my God. Pokemon, go to the polls.
Ben goes from the cool, he goes from those kids to some pirate kids. Arr, Ben, good party.
Arr, shiver me timbers.
Are you guys going to vote for me? A vote
aye,
for Ben?
We be voting for
you. A vote from our parties. All right, well, if you take out your parrots, you can attach the note to them already and send it over.
All right, we shall.
Okay, thank you.
That sounds great.
That's great.
As Ben is milling his way around, he makes his way over to his two friends, the Browns. Great party, guys. I think it's going really well.
It is, Ben. It's going really well.
Yeah, man.
I've gotten more than 20 people to say they're going to vote for you.
Oh, I've gotten like 6.
Oh. Well, why are you not working very hard?
What about you, Leslie? How many have you gotten?
Well, I've gotten up to about 45, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, I really got all the undead army outside voting for you, so.
I was working on those pirate guys for a while.
Yeah. They're going to be a stickly bunch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Well, so.
Leslie nice walks guy. Off with his girlfriend.
Ben, this is really a great party.
Thank you. So, did you give our going to homecoming a little bit more thought, Alyssa? I still would love to go with you.
Right. And
you're somebody I'm proud to be with.
I would love to go with you.
Uh-huh.
But
as right then, Bradley, Lazarus, and all the other crew, they kick down the door. Bradley is fucking mad. He stomps over to Ben. Ben, what the fuck, dude?
Ben,
what's wrong?
What's up?
What the fuck?
What's going on?
What is
what's
this?
Up, Lee? What's up, Reborn? This is a party.
I heard that you're going against me for the senior class president.
You're going against him.
You know what? I'll say it. You're a pretty shitty friend. So I'm gonna.
I gave you powers.
Actually, well, that was really nice of you.
Technically, God gave him those powers, but yes,
right.
we showed them to you.
Yes. It was our God-given powers, and now that we were kind of God to you, so God-given powers to you.
Right.
So
right.
Now you're uh-huh. going up against God?
Yeah, bro. That's messed up.
You're calling yourself God now, are you, Reborn?
I'm Bradley.
I know, but you're agreeing with him.
What? No.
Are you sure about that?
I'm
you just
pray
agreed
for
that
you.
He was God.
No, well... Yeah, but like, but you're
but like, we're, but
your email,
but we're like, G.
Oh yeah.
I was going to say we're like the children of God, like the Jesus,
right.
Like he's
we are,
like he's God, right?
Yes, he is.
We're like,
I'll actually, I can tell you about it. He's both man and God. Actually,
okay, all
right, thank
so
thank
we're
you
like Jesus.
Well.
We're like,
yes,
the-
I am running against you. So what are you going to do about it?
Dude, I have been praying for you so hard. Listen.
Yeah, bro.
You're about to unleash a storm.
Yeah, man. You know the sixth sense?
Yeah.
The ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because get ready for the Holy Spirit, motherfucker.
Ayo.
The
Oh, the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
It's like this is that the seventh sense?
That's part of the sixth.
Sense is regular.
I mean, sure.
Sixth sense is regular ghost.
Sure, it's the seventh
sense.
Like
my grandma, seventh ghost is Jesus.
Well, actually, the Holy Spirit and Jesus are like separate beings, but they're also part of one God. It's really complicated. And listen, when we talk about the Bible next week, that the meeting mm-hmm. we set up, mm-hmm. we can
you're
going to
be there, right?
Go over it.
I am actually going to be there. All right, yes. Cool. I'm planning on learning more about the about the.
All right, you listen here, motherfucker. Okay. 15 minutes outside the Black Pearl. Meet me there.
All right, let's do it right now.
No, okay. I wanted to get the spicy guac.
Okay, well, Pickles made it. He's a very good. He's actually a trained mediator, so maybe he can watch our fight.
He's a referee.
Oh yeah, is that what they're called?
Sure, such as a fight. All right,
so
I thought it was arbitrator.
We cut to Pickles. He's like already in a full referee costume. He's at the Mexican buffet. He's just like. Would you like any sour cream? Cut back to them.
All right, gather our things. Meet at the Black Pearl in
15 minutes.
Break. All right, cut to the Black Pearl. Lee's still, enjoying his little spicy guac. Ben's hyping himself up. Alyssa's there. She's, rubbing his shoulders like you got this, champ.
You got this, champ. Remember. This is like your debate stage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be watching, okay?
Well, we're fighting to the death here, so if I win, I just become the president, right? I think so.
I mean,
that's the way
yes,
it works.
Yes, technically.
That's okay. What I thought. Okay.
Yes. And also, you have to be homecoming king, remember?
And I have to be homecoming queen. And will you go with me to homecoming?
Yes, but just as she says that, the crew jumps into the boat, and now they're here. All right, you ready for this?
All right,
you ready?
Choose your weapon. Bradley walks over to like a sword in the stone, and he takes it out.
Oh my God! I think he's king of what's the place? Camelot.
Camelot.
King. Wow.
Listen, we were really lucky that your parents worked for Disney because we needed this prop.
Yeah. If I'm not going to be homecoming king, at least I'm king of Camelot. Anyway, your weapon.
Ben takes his time. He looks at all the different things.
All the different Disney-themed weapons.
Disney-themed weapons. And he takes an apple and he throws it at him.
Oh! What the hell, man? There's a little
bit
little bit of smuts and it like gets in his eye and it's like, ow, fuck, ow, that really fucking burns.
Yeah, that's the poison apple, motherfucker.
What the fuck? Ow, I got it spreading because it's on my hand now.
Yeah, he keeps touching his face. It's like the wrong. You shouldn't be doing that. We're not even fighting. This is such a cowardly way to do this. I'm sorry.
Bradley's face starts to like melt a little bit.
It's like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
it just melts and then he falls over.
I won, so
Bro, you just killed my best friend.
Yeah. Are you gonna fight me now?
Yeah, I am.
Alright, okay. Well, what?
What?
Wait, what'd you say?
Let's fight. I'm gonna fight you. He picks up the sword from the sword in the stone. He's like, I'm ready.
Whew. Okay. Ben, he walks his way over to the table again. He looks and he grabs.
Lazarus starts Tim Tebow. He's praying.
Oh, yeah.
Ben
walks his way over. He isn't sure which one to get. He's like looking through all the different weapons and things. Finally, he lands upon a little one. He picks it up. He whispers to it. All of a sudden, thousands of fairies.
What's going on?
Come from on. They're fucking pissed. They're Peter Pan fairies, man. They're fucking unhinged. They come flying at him, and they just go, beep, 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 beep.
You say the fuck out of Pixie Hollow, motherfucker.
He falls over dead.
So, Ben walks over on top, because, like, the pirate ship is in the front yard, right? Like, it's just, like,
yeah.
Looking. So he walks over to the pirate ship. He shoots a cannon. Boom! Everybody in the party turns around and looks at him.
Whips their head around.
Well.
Wow, that was surprisingly effective.
Yes. I am Ben. You are at my party, and I run unopposed for senior president. There are mind control powers out there. We'll talk more about this later. But just know that I did this completely on my own. It's something that I'm really proud of. And if I may, Alyssa, come here. He motions towards Alyssa.
Hi.
Will you go to the homecoming dance with me?
Oh, that's so cliche, doing it in front of everybody and kind of manipulating her into saying yes. What the fuck?
All right. Well. Okay.
But Jeff, yeah. Woo.
Ben.
Yeah. She takes him aside.
I would love to go with you.
Yes. Perfect. All right. She said yes.
No. Wait. But.
Okay.
I just need to be on my own right now. I met a man.
What?
A little man named Jesus.
For a second, I thought it was going to be Jack Sparrow.
Let me say it. Yeah. Well.
And it's just me and Jesus right now. Just me and him. But I'll be there.
Well, I respect you. I respect that.
Thank you. Henry, that's really hot. Maybe I will go with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like it when a man respects a woman.
Okay. Well.
We cut to Jesus. What the fuck?
God comes up behind him.
She fucking canceled
okay,
on me,
son.
Dad.
No, son, it's fine. It's fine.
Dad.
Everything happens for a reason.
You're right.
All of a sudden, ghosts start swarming around.
Miss Kennedy shows up in heaven.
We cut back to Alyssa and Ben. They're slow dancing on the pirate ship. All the other people are slow dancing around them. We cut to the following night. The music cue plays over. They're at homecoming now. They're dancing. They're wearing different outfits, but they're all dancing in the same spots.
Yep.
At the gym.
It was like one of those transitions where it's like the dress like goes in front of it, and then like it.
Yeah,
really cool. I dig that. Uh huh.
We close up to Alyssa and Ben, who are they're slow dancing.
Ben, I don't know if we're gonna get all the votes for Homecoming King, even though you're president now, you know. So maybe we should use the mind control powers.
No, Alyssa, you told me when I first mentioned these mind control powers that wasn't the right thing to do, and I stand by that.
I know, but I want you to be Homecoming King.
Okay, well, aren't you happy with just the two of us right now?
I mean, I'm
pretty
yes,
content.
I'm
we
happy.
We killed those
I...
two guys. I melted his face. It's pretty sweet.
Yes, I'm happy. Yes, but I just want things at the school to be different. I want there to be no mind control powers. I want my dog to play basketball still.
I think
you know what? I think Jack Sparrow should be able to teach.
I think so. I think that's a problem with the administration.
You're right.
We should talk to the principal and the vice principal or associate principal.
Just then the announcements come out.
Hello, everyone. This is the assistant principal.
There is no other voice.
Oh, no.
It's just me, the assistant principal. And there's Ronnie on the keys.
There's silence.
I just want everybody to know that I'm in the office right now.
Just telling everybody where he is.
So if you are coming to want to come see me, first of all, don't stay at the dance. But I'm in the office if you want to come talk to me. All right, Ronnie, play us out.
There's silence. And then the microphone shuts off.
Well, let's go to the office.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's
okay,
go.
Sounds good. So our two heroes walk their way down to the office.
What?
Okay, we're at the office.
Yeah, okay, go in. Talk to the assistant principal.
Will you come in with me?
Yeah, I'm coming in with you. Just go first.
Okay. He steps forward, and the assistant principal is sitting there like he was expecting them, and he's slow clapping. Well, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Alec Pierce.
All right, got you.
Yeah.
So what can I do for you kids, even though I specifically told you to stay at the dance?
But you also told us where you were, so I think that's kind of why we
big
made our way
down. Final boss energy, isn't it?
Yes, this is.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, well, here's the thing. We know about everything, assistant principal. We know about Miss Kennedy. We know about the mind control. We know what you did with little Ronnie and the principal. You killed them. That's what you did with them.
And you were at the party last night, and it was kind of weird.
It was kind of weird. It was you and Jack Sparrow were the only two adults there, and it was you let a lot of things happen.
Well, Pickles was also there, but sure.
Pickles was there, but Pickles was paid to be there. You were hanging at a party with children, assistant principal.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Yes.
All I have to say is, Ben.
Yeah?
Where do you... You know, Bradley and Lazarus, Reborn, as he once... They said...
Yeah, Bradley goes by Lee, excuse me.
Whatever.
I respect him.
You know, they said it was God-given...
I go by N sometimes.
All right, N.
No, just call me okay. Ben. Okay. I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, thank you. Ben is not N is not a great name.
No.
They said it was God-given powers, right?
Yes.
But really, though.
They were from you.
It was me. Yeah. All along.
I mean, we kind of figured.
Yes.
Why are you running the school like this?
Where did these powers come from? I have so many questions.
Why did you kill Miss Kennedy for telling us?
Because she wasn't supposed to tell.
Well, I bet, but you shouldn't have killed her. That wasn't very nice.
What's the point? Don't you think this crusade for power in a high school is kind of fruitless in the end because you only have power over children?
That is kind of funny that you put it that way. That's like being like the principal of like a high school. Oh, wait.
Exactly. I knew that if my power was shared amongst these... specific students, my reach would get farther and farther because all the power actually comes back to me. I'm the puppet master of everything.
But why? What do you want?
That's a great question.
I wanted to make sure that no dog played basketball ever fucking again. That was fucking stupid.
Not fair. You know he gave up his career to be in the NBA to be a lawyer.
It's rough,
he hates
man.
It every day. He just tried a double homicide and he hates it.
I don't care. Ever since that day, the world's been upside down.
You're a monster.
Alyssa, we gotta do something about this.
I think we should just kill him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? How are you gonna kill me?
Well, maybe. Okay, wait. Alyssa, sidebar.
Okay, sidebar.
Okay.
She puts up her hand in front of him.
Okay, so we have mind control powers, right?
Yes, we do, but they stem from the
But they stem from him. I'm thinking, what if we give everybody in the school mind control powers? We use it against him, and then... Or what if we just kill him? That might be easy.
Oh, I know. I was liking the first plan a lot more. It's a lot more exciting.
Okay, so we give everybody mind control powers. We say the code word.
Uh-huh.
And then we tell him to kill himself.
Oh, that's good. Well... Here's the thing, though. We can't use the powers against him because they stem from him. What if we get him? We have to trick him to saying the code.
Into
the
mirror.
Release word. Oh.
He, like, does it to himself.
All right, that's it. He slams his head, his hands on the table, but in the process, he turns on the microphone to the PA. What's your plan?
We're going to just take a gun, and we're going to do that thing that it does.
It shoots?
Yeah. No, it's a different word.
I don't know.
Help him out, Ben. Help him out. The word that the gun does. Something that we're going to do later, probably.
Are you two going to shimmy shimmy or something?
Oh.
No. Oh. Oh, no. Not the, yes, but... But hey. No.
Oh, bang, bang.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so. We're going to say that.
Sorry.
What the hell?
Yeah. Wait, what did he say, Mr. Vice Principal?
Wait, bang, bang. Wait, can you hear me? Can you hear what I said?
Vice Principal, Mr. Vice Principal, say it.
Vice bang, Principal, say bang. It. Say it now.
Say
no.
It.
Oh.
Oh.
Whoa. All of a sudden, like... Smoke starts coming up from under the ground.
You can hear the ruckus in the gym as everyone starts to realize they've been released from their mind control.
Mm.
We got you now, Mr. Vice Principal.
No.
All right, let's shoot it.
No.
Okay. She pulls out a gun out of her purse and shoots him.
His face starts melting off. Barry's come out of nowhere.
Jack Sparrow starts kicking him in the groin.
You know what, Jack Sparrow? I think it's time you work here.
I think you should be the principal.
Yes.
Really nice. That sounds grand.
Alyssa turns to Ben and looks him right in the face. You know what, Ben? Us and everybody else, mm-hmm. We're free now.
We are free.
We're free to grow up and come of age.
We are free to come of age. Now kiss me if you want.
Kiss.
You consent.
I do. They start to kiss.
And they start to kiss. As the camera pans out from the background, we see more pirate ships
convening on the school.
Word is out. Jack Sparrow's in charge of the school. Other pirates are fucking pissed.
The school's renamed to the Black Pearl High School.
The Black Pearl High School.
Credits.
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 End credit scene. McSteamy and the other doctor are making it. They're making it on top of his body. McSteamy pulls away and he says, I think I've saved this patient. And they walk away and the camera zooms in. And to the vice principal.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
End credit.
Oh, very good. Wow, that was fun.
Wow, I wish high school was actually that exciting.
I know, me too. What should we call this one?
Oh, man. Mind control high.
Mind control high.
Mind high.
Mind high. Mind die. Mind's eye. Shimmy, mind's shimmy. Eye.
Shimmy, shimmy. No, that's what if we
perk
whatever it is, can we do a coming of age film after it?
Yeah.
The perks of being a mind controller.
Ooh. What if we do homeroom. I don't know, man.
Homeroom.
Homeroom.
Home. How about Wolverines. Claw, claw, claw. The Sixth Sense.
Sixth period. Sixth Sense period.
The Sixth Period Sense.
Six Period Sense. A coming of age film. That's so stupid. Yeah.
Mrs. Kennedy. A coming of age film.
I kind of like the perks of being a mind controller. It goes with the last.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
With that. The perks of being a mind controller. A coming of age film. Or a coming of age story, whatever.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got your pirates, Jake.
Perfect. Yes. Well, we got our pirates finally. I was, that's something that I was just like, I didn't watch Pirates of the Caribbean, but I need to like, I was in my mind. So I'm glad pirates popped up a lot. And that makes me really happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. These films, be watching them, you know.
Just be watching them
films. Be watching them films.
Boys, yeah. We didn't make the distinction that this is screenplay at night.
It is screenplay.
Screenplay
at night.
Right now, in wherever we're based, there's a very bad winter storm occurring outside my window.
Yeah, it's
so
about to get bad.
You could see, it's been... You can kind of see the little...
Yeah, if you've been watching it, oh yeah, ooh. I can see it right then.
Yeah, I don't know if you could see it, but it's just like, it's really, really coming down.
We're just at that point in the winter where it just becomes, like, very uncomfortable going outside.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tomorrow's supposed to be, like, I don't think it's, like, tomorrow day, but, like, tomorrow evening, it's supposed to get into, like, the negatives. Like, and that's not even, like, the wind chill.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, just the temperature.
That's scary.
It's supposed to be the coldest day. Oh,
that is freaky. Freaky, 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 freaky. But yeah, so this has been a very, very lovely time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe one day we'll be back together again, but
maybe
no,
one day we'll be
it's
back.
It's still
together
coronavirus
again
times.
It's unfortunately, but
yeah, really, it's sad, dude. It sucks.
It is.
It's
sad.
It's just like at this point with vaccines rolling out, I feel like it's just like, We probably should just... People should just wait until we get vaccinated, you know?
Right.
We're going to have to wait, like, a period, like, longer after that, right, Jesse? The public health major?
Well, so...
What do you think about this?
Dr. Anthony Fauci has been saying that it should be, you know, at some point in April where everybody should be available to get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So,
but I've been hearing, like, it won't be until, like, late summer that it'll be...
Yes. So my thing with that is, like, you know, there's going to be obviously a delay of people getting their vaccine and rollouts to some states are all different.
Mm-hmm. Some people
so
might be
I've been pushing it back. So, like, it'll
want to get
right.
Vaccinated.
People will not want to get vaccinated. So, you know, we'll have to push it back to, like, push back to May, for example. So May will probably mm-hmm. be when it's actually open season for vaccines. And then, you know, you have to wait. You know, it takes almost a month between doses. Mm-hmm. It's 3 weeks. Yeah, if you get the two dose one, which you probably
will
that's
at
what
this
the,
point
that's what,
because like AstraZeneca is coming out. Like,
yep.
And
what is that? Is that the name of the drug?
That's the company.
It's the company of one that's making another vaccine, and theirs is just single dose.
Single dose.
And then yeah, there's gotcha. Also Johnson & Johnson. I think is making one too.
The baby, mm-hmm.
I think so. I don't know.
I think they're approved in like either Europe or Africa or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Well, so
and
yeah.
Also
so if you
dose.
if you do go two dose, which would I would assume it'll be the majority of vaccinations will be two mm-hmm. dose.
Yes,
especially here in America.
You know, it's yeah, and here in the United States. So there's a three week waiting period for the Moderna one, and I'm pretty sure it's four for Pfizer. For between doses, and then you have another 2 weeks after your second dose before you're actually like unable to carry the virus, I think, or something like that. Mm. So my guess is, yeah, summer sounds.
And then these variants, bro, oh,
right.
These fucking variants.
Oh, dude, these variants. Nope. Where we are, the B.1.17, it's just reared its ugly mm-hmm. head. Sounds gone like down by you, Alec.
Yeah, I know.
Sad, sad.
Well, wherever we may be based,
wherever we're based. Yeah.
I've heard there's, like, I haven't heard much on, like, this week, but I know, like, there was at least 10 last week.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, wow. Yeah. It's scary
and there's
stuff.
Probably more, so I'm going to continue to right. stay in.
Stay inside if you
stay
can.
Stay inside. Keep warm.
Kiss
your loved ones.
Yeah. Kiss. Well.
Kiss your babies.
Some
well,
loved ones.
if they're in your circle.
Do you, okay, so watching movies and stuff, mm-hmm. I know, like, this has been talked to death, I'm sure, but, like, you see people, like, touching and talking and in large groups and stuff. It's weird.
I know, dude. What was the... There's something I watched recently where there was, like, a party going on, and I was like, what the... I was just like, this is weird.
Even this movie, you know? These movies that we make, it's just like we're just so used to life being the way that it is. You know?
Yeah.
With pirates and things.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know. It's so such a weird time. Such a weird time. And I'd like to be back together because I think that's more fun. And obviously, you know, we're going to throw a huge rager when it's safe.
Of course, when it's safe.
Of course, when it's safe. Don't email us about it not being safe.
No,
because it will be safe.
We'll all
be vaccinated two weeks afterwards. Because
we'll be waiting. Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks after we're all vaccinated. Yeah, I can't wait, man.
I can't wait.
What are you guys going to do when you first don't have to be quarantined anymore?
I was legit thinking, like, the moment I get, like, my first dose of the vaccine, if I do the two doses.
Just get the two dose, yeah.
I'm going, like, I feel like I'm going to cry. Like, I'm just holy shit. There's kind of a light at the end of the tunnel now.
Yeah, for real. That's the thing, is, like, it'll be over soon, and, the last time we were all together has been, almost. It was last, we kind of saw each other a little bit last summer?
Last time we saw each other was in September, end of September.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
We did that social distant hang.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Very safe.
Gosh.
Sorry, I'm being racist.
Also, how about this? The pandemic started last March, and we're quickly approaching another March.
Wow. We're approaching the one-year anniversary of Screenplay Podcast.
Yes.
We are. That's right.
Next episode, we might just do the 1 year. We might just make it the 1 year anniversary because...
Our 1 year anniversary special.
Yeah, where it's episode 20.
Which may be...
It'll be episode 20 as well.
Is it really? This is 19?
Yeah, this is 19.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So...
We have
an idea. I don't know. We
talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, we have an idea of what we want to do for the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah. What do you guys think we should do?
We won't do it.
No, not you, the audience.
We won't do it because we already have a pretty good idea of what we want to do, but we'd love to hear what
maybe there's something. Maybe there's something we can incorporate that we haven't thought of.
Like pirates, you know?
Pirates.
Give us a word. Maybe it'll pop up in the podcast. Yeah. The word of this week was pirates.
Send us audio clips of you talking. We'll throw you in. We'll give you to editing.
Yeah, give editing
and
Alex
speaking
something
of,
to do.
Speaking of emails, how can they reach us?
Oh, that's a good question, Jake. I'll answer it. Hmm. You can email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. That's screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow us on social media. We're ScreenplayPcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. That's the way to get a hold of us. We want you to like and comment and subscribe. We're on YouTube. If you search by channel, we're Screenplay Podcast, I think. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. Everyone's nodding and saying that is correct.
Indeed. Yes, sir.
Follow us. It's easier if you search by channel. Give us a like, a comment, a subscribe on YouTube. Give us a comment and a rating on Stitcher and Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify and stuff like that. Just, spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your loved ones if you like this or if you don't like it. We don't care. Well, we do. But if you have an angry email, send it addressed to Alec, please.
If you have a loving email, please address it to me, Jake.
That's it. And if you have a question about the coronavirus and you have nowhere else to turn, write us an email.
Write Jesse an email.
Yeah, exactly. I'll answer it.
Well, it depends on whoever answers it first. Maybe I'll answer.
Nobody sent in their court cases from last week.
What the fuck?
So, send in your court case.
We read every email.
We take our time.
We go through all the emails and we read each letter and each word.
Sure.
All right. That's been a Screenplay Podcast, the improvised movie. You can follow us individually. I am at Jesse Sarewitz on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm at Alec Combs on Twitter, at Electrode on Instagram. Also, check out my YouTube channel, Alec Combs. Check out my 35-minute long commentary video on As the Bell Rings. It's a fun one. Ooh. And I'm trying to work on another video. It's slow comings, and also Ghost of Tsushima has been taking a lot of my time and energy and attention.
Hell yeah. Well, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at JakeRubin69. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm at JakeRubin27. Look for more pictures of Jakey Boy.
Hey.
Jakey Boy, that's all I got.
That's all we got.
That's all right. We'll come at you probably in 2 weeks, hopefully.
Probably
I don't
two,
know.
Three
we got,
weeks-ish.
We're on a weird delay right now, so.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out. Okay. Well.
Well. This has been Screenplay Podcast. Catch you next time.
Bye.
Light speed.
Lightspeed, a Studio Ghibli film.